This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We make mistakes. We have to do other takes. It happens to everybody. But it doesn't get on the air. Those edits go out, and then all of a sudden, you've got a clean-sounding read. But Nelts made it onto the air?
We got Nelts Celtics basketball at 7:15.
My name is Humpty. Yeah. Humpty.
Humpty, yeah. All right. All
well,
right.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
I just need to know this because it's in my head. How many layers does that have to go through in order to get onto the air? How many people completely ignored the fact that Paul Turner said Nelts?
We got Nelt Celtics basketball at 7:15.
Before it got to us.
But let's agree that it was not a typo. It was just the Celtics-Nets proximity.
Right. There's that.
So not a typo by the person who wrote the promo.
He would have said Nelks and Celts.
So then it has to go to production.
Right.
Okay.
And then, Super Z!
And then it gets played by various board ops / producers.
Probably only Fleegs.
Okay, so at least three people?
But Fleegs did notice it.
But why did he keep playing it?
Well, because that was the promo for today. It's promoting a bunch of things with different streams. So one little...
Can't somebody fix it?
Not at that time, I don't think.
I mean, we have a partnership with that organization. You can't be running Nelts all day. I mean...
Sounds like a good T-shirt for us. Nelts.
Nelts.
The Nelts.
The Brooklyn.
We got Nelts Celtics basketball at 7:15.
And then stay tuned for Yankees Indians.
Yankees Indians.
I mean, what are we doing? And Fliegelman's got to know better to keep playing that. Play a generic one, whatever. Who cares?
He may have.
What's that?
They're not the Indians.
They are the Indians.
I thought they were the Cleveland baseball team.
No, they're still the Indians right now. They're going to change the name, but they're still known as the Indians as of right now. Yeah. So, anyway, the Nelts. So what do we do now? We're not playing after the rest of the day? We are playing.
I don't know. But I don't know if Fleegs played it after he heard it the first time. He may not have. He may have gone generic.
Can you put a drop in there somehow?
Eddie loves to play things with mistakes in it.
Yes, he does.
Just let it run.
All sorts of things.
So I heard it. I guess it was 4 o'clock. I heard it. But I'm thinking it's 4 o'clock. There's no way I heard Nelts. That didn't happen. And then I heard it again at 6 o'clock. And then you played it again at 7.
We got Nelt Celtics basketball at 7:15.
We're hearing it.
Well, I heard it for the first time.
Nelts. All right.
But you're better than me. You didn't say anything. I said something.
Yeah, right. Just gotta, can't let that go. All right. So where would you like to go here? Would you like to go to E?
I guess so.
All right. So let's go to E in New Jersey. Hello, E.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
My wife and I are in lifestyle. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Oh, into the swinging lifestyle. Okay. All right. So how do you find other swingers?
There's different websites you can go on. You make a profile. You go through the profile, and you see a couple you like. You send them a message. And if they respond back, you set up a meet where you at a local place, a bar, a restaurant. And if there's chemistry, then you go from there.
All right, what are the things that you look for in chemistry? Obviously, attractiveness is going to have something to do with it. It just, you have to hit it off in sort of a personality way as well, I would imagine.
Correct, because there's some good-looking couples you'll run into, but they're not you know, their personality is not too good, or you meet average-looking couples and their personality is good, and it just flows better when everyone gets along.
Do you need, like, medical papers?
No.
No,
although
like
there are, in this, right now, there are couples that they want to know if you're vaccinated.
Well, sure.
The last time you had a test.
I can understand that, for sure.
You don't want the crabs or anything.
Right. Well, yes, I could understand that. So how do you go about it, if you don't mind me asking? Is it sort of everybody in the same room thing, or do you split up?
Yeah, our rules is, no, we don't split up. We're same room.
Okay.
You know, we keep having men calling in. I mean, will your wife call us, E, and maybe she can talk about it a little bit?
She listens to you guys every morning. I can tell her to call in.
We'll see what she says.
Yeah, we're not going to say who she is or anything, but we just like to get it from a woman's perspective. We're hearing a lot of men talk about this, and I don't know if it's fantasy or real. I don't know.
Oh, you don't believe? I believe these guys.
He sounds like he's pretty real.
Yeah, no, he sounds real, and the other guy was worried about talking about it, so that felt real to me. If he was just lying, he would have said whatever.
But he wanted to solo us.
I actually enjoyed that, joining a threesome.
So, E, the jealousy factor of this, obviously this is something that you guys don't feel if you participate in these types of interactions frequently.
In the beginning, there was a little jealousy, and you just talk. It's a lot of communication. Communication is key. So if you don't feel comfortable with something, you talk about it, you work through it, and then you go on.
Can you give me an example of something that made you jealous?
So the first time we had an encounter, it was a turn on, and I was a little jealous. So we're like, man, like, I don't know, should I be upset? But I was turned on, and we talked about it, and like, I actually liked watching you, and then she got, you know, she felt the same way, like, all right, it was cool watching you. And then I guess the more you do it, you just, as long as you, like, check in on each other during these times.
Yeah, you just communicate. You got to make sure that you're on the same page the whole time.
Yeah.
Now, who did you bring this idea to her? Did she bring it to you? How did it all start?
It started, we had friends of ours many years ago. We would hang out. There would be subtle flirting. And then just one night, a lot of alcohol, and girls were flirting. They started kissing, and next thing you know, everything. Everyone started, you know.
And that was that. How often are we talking? Once a month, more or less?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do it every weekend. You know, maybe once a month, even if it's, we meet with friends we already know, or we try to set up a meeting with a new couple. Yeah, probably once a month or so.
Okay, all righty. Listen, I appreciate you being so open about it. And it doesn't sound like this is something that you're ashamed of, and that's great. And you got communication with your wife about it. I mean, it sounds all good.
It does. All right. She is texting me. She says she's not calling in.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. All righty. We appreciate it, man. We appreciate you asking your wife about it. And thanks for the info. I think I got anybody else. Any questions before we let E go? E's so open about this. I feel like we should get everybody's questions out. But I got all of mine. Thanks, E. Take care. Have a great weekend. All right.
I was going to ask E real quick. I was going to ask him if he owned a boat. I don't know if it's in the boating community or
what. The boating community? What are you talking about?
And you have a boat, and we've been talking about this a lot. I think you seem to be interested in it.
Then no way. Okay. No. Listen, I'm interested in it because it's pure, like, fantasy things that I'll never experience in my life. So it's just fun hearing people talk about this stuff.
Mike in Long Island. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, I was the first one to call in and bust your chops, Gio, about this. And,
yeah.
I think you guys owe me like a T-shirt or something for all this content you have. but I wanted to tell you the first time, you have the double whammy because not only is it stable, but you're right, Boomer, it is the boating season.
Oh, come on!
You know, you're gonna take some trips over to Fire Island this summer, and you're gonna see. You know, you'll be over at Atlantique or something like that. And it's gonna, you're gonna get the vibe.
Mike, you are funny. I gotta tell you, where are you from exactly, Mike?
Wow, now I got to tell you. I'm from North Shore, Long Island.
Oh, okay. All right. So how do you know so much about the South Shore and Sayville and Atlantique and everything?
I work on the South Shore, and the rumors are out there. I hear from people. I'm not a swinger. I don't personally swing at all.
Yeah,
But I'm telling you, I know it's something that's talked about. It's, you know, like might just be an urban legend, but it's definitely like a rumor that goes around. But, yeah, I can't tell you too much of where I'm from because, you know, I got to watch out. You know, I know a lot of Sable people. I might have my tire slashed.
You were out of your mind, Mike. You were funny. Mike's a guy I could tell would just be a blast to hang out with because he's a ball buster. He's the one who laid this whole situation out for us.
Yeah, but we're getting real swingers calling it.
He's definitely a catalyst. You know, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys. He is. He's a catalyst. He's a Long Island catalyst. I love how he dropped, yeah, you know, you take your boat over to Atlantique and you get a vibe. What, swinging vibe?
Yes.
You guys nuts?
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Cooper joined us this morning, and Al's getting some video and stuff that'll put out there on Twitter, just lifting our spirits. Eddie Scazzeri's wonderful dog, Cooper, who, I tell you, if you pet him and you are getting in, you know, really getting in there and petting him, and then you stop, he does not like that.
Yeah.
Then he'll jump on you, he'll bark. He needs full attention, which is great because I'm willing to give it to him. Every break, I want to go in there and give him a little, come on here.
Made my day.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier this morning, for people who are just joining us, you know, with the Rangers losing last night, the Mets losing last night, the Mets getting swept in Chicago, I was not happy. And it's supposed to be a feel-good Friday. It's supposed to be a Casabigos Friday, right?
It is a Casabigos Friday.
And I came in, I had a puss on my face, and I was not happy.
You did have puss face.
Until I ran into you, and you said, did you see who's here today? And I had totally forgotten.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Whimsy.
Yep.
And you said, no, Whimsy's not here, and then I got depressed again. And you said, no, but Cooper's here.
Yep.
And I immediately came in to see Cooper this morning, and all of a sudden my day was completely brightened up.
It really is amazing how that happens. But, you know, we're going to miss him on Monday, though. That is the downside of this, is that this can't be an everyday thing, unfortunately. We are going to miss him, so we can't get too used to him being around.
And well, this is weird for me to say, but that's your birthday present from me.
Oh, that's very nice, Eddie. Thank you.
Wow,
very
I've never heard that before from Eddie. Wow.
You made my day. Where is he right now? What's he doing?
He's at my under the board, right at my feet.
Okay. Aww, that's great. Perfect. All right, Jerry is here, and he's got the sports for us. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, which I'll do the bad first because we started with the Yankees last hour. So here we will start with the Mets, who they played the Cubs last night. They were trying to avoid the sweep. The game goes to extra innings. Now, Edwin Diaz did pitch a good ninth. They bring him back out for the 10th, runner on second base, as we know. And you had Chicago doing something a lot of teams don't do. They tried to bunt their runner over to third base.
2-1 pitch. Bodie squares, bunts, first base side. Alonso backhand slips, turns around, throws to first. McNeil holds the bag for the out. Alonso thought about a throw to third, and either he tried to hold up or he slipped as he was about to make the throw.
And so, long story
hey, you know
short.
What? You know what? If it were in the bottom of the inning and I were the home team and I were in that situation and I could win by scoring one run,
sure.
I would do that every time.
Every time.
Every time.
But teams don't, though. It's amazing.
You know why? Because they got analytics coming out there. You know what?
You're right. You're not wrong
and
about that.
And it's ridiculous. Actually, just try to win the ball game. Try to move a runner over. And the Mets had that chance last night in the top of the 10th inning.
Yeah,
they
had
the Cubs
chances.
Tried to help them with a wild pitch.
That is true. And they did not push a run across. A couple of batters later for Chicago.
One-on-one to Hayward. And he pulls it into right field for a base hit, and the Cubs have swept this series.
Yeah, that's enough. That's Gary Cohen on SNY after we heard from Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. 4-3 the final score last night in Chicago. Three straight wins for the Cubs, who came limping into the series at 6-9. They walk out of it a 500 team. The Mets were 7-4 and in first place. They're now 7-7 on the season. Here was Luis Rojas. Obviously, he wound up walking. They had second and third. In the bottom of the 10th, he walks Sogard to bring up Hayward. Here was Rojas' thinking.
We weren't walking the way we did talk about it. I mean, the second and third, less than 2 hours, you got a guy like Javi Baez running up third, and a guy like Sogard, that's a contact hitter.
And so why not just walk him? Because you figure he's going to put the ball in play anyway. Here was Pete Alonso. I don't know exactly what the question was, but it was something along the lines of, what's it feel like to get... Here was Alonso's answer. Give him credit for answering.
Well, getting swept feels like eating a sandwich, to be honest.
Yeah, eating a bleep sandwich is what getting swept feels like. He did hit a home run in this game, a two-run shot, not quite as long as the one he hit the night
prior.
Bruce
Beck came in and said, what's the best part of eating a bleep sandwich? What type of bread do you use?
I'm not sure. Now, Bruce was on these Zoom conferences. I don't know that he asked that, but it's very possible.
I'm a you pumpernickel never know. Guy. How about you?
Brown on brown, right?
Oh,
I'm the bad guy.
Oh,
come on.
Jerry. You know, there's a line there.
Oh please. The Mets host the Nationals tonight. Jacob DeGrom facing Eric Fetty. As I mentioned, the Mets now 7-7. The Yankees are 7-11. They beat the Indians last night 6-3. Their bats actually put some runs on the board.
Swung on and hit in the air to center and deep. That ball is gone over the center field wall. Higashi Oka, the home run stroker, hits one to dead center. You're going to be playing a lot, I think.
You think? Sure should.
The other guy stinks.
John Sterling on the Fan. Yankees beat the Indians 6-3. They score six unanswered runs after spotting Cleveland. Three runs in a very sloppy bottom of the first inning. Aaron Boone did like his team's approach to the plate.
I felt like there was a kind of that team at bat thing going on where, you know, it wasn't I have to do it all by myself.
They did it together.
They were
as
savages.
A team. There was a simple question here. Apparently not such a simple answer for Boone.
How encouraging was it to see, I think you guys loaded the bases three times tonight, multiple base runners in a bunch of innings? Just, you guys hadn't had that in a while.
Yeah, that's us, you know. And, that's what we're about.
That's like me when whoever I'm talking to isn't as interesting as the text that I get. You know, and then, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm looking down at the text and I'm like, oh, I got to answer, but I'm still in mid-conversation.
Yeah, I hear you. He was not really interested in that question.
No.
That's pretty funny. Here is Domingo Germán through his translator. He pitched really well after that bad first inning and a lot not his fault. How did he shake it off?
You got to stay calm, and that's what it's all about, you know, executing pitch after pitch.
And he did last night. And Rougned Odor had a big at-bat in this game. It was a 3-3 game when Odor snapped the tie with a two-run single as he slashed the ball up the middle. Here was his approach at the plate.
I was just trying to stay in the middle of the field, you know. Like, I was trying to hit something hard to the middle of the field. He was throwing a lot of off-speed, so I was trying to stay with my approach and look for my pitch, and that's what I did.
There you go.
That's it.
Easy approach, look what you're looking for.
Man. This baseball's so easy, I tell you.
It should be easier than we make it, I would say that.
You know, interesting, though, like, you know, LeMahieu was at third base last night.
And he made a play at third base last night, too. And I'm thinking, you know, between he can play first, he can play second.
He has.
I think he could play shortstop.
He probably could. I don't know if he has the range, but.
No, but he'll make every routine play.
Yeah.
He's not going to kill you there, but he plays great at third.
He's just a. He's a great baseball player.
Yes, he is. You're absolutely right. Series continues tonight. Jordan Montgomery, Logan Allen are the starters on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. Knicks will have their eyes on the Nets and Celtics tonight. Nets come in 39-20.
We got Nelt Celtics basketball at 7:15.
We got what?
Yeah, they Nelt, Jerry. That's what's in the ID.
We got the Nelt coming up today.
The Nelt.
How does that even happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
but.
You know,
okay.
You got Miami and Atlanta, too, man.
Well, yeah. Well, Trae Young, he actually got good news on the ankle. He'll be back sooner rather than later.
But he's not playing tonight,
he's
right?
not, but he's not going to – like, if he was on the Nets, he'd be out the next season.
Yeah, but he's on the hooks instead of the Nelts. So that's why. A little bit different.
That's right. Kevin Durant is questionable for the game, so we'll see if he plays. The game's on the fan at 7:15. Bucks did beat the 76ers 124-117. Sixers and Nets tied for the top spot in the East. Mavericks beat the Lakers 115-110. Anthony Davis came back, played 17 minutes. He scored 4 points. Luka Doncic had 30, near triple-double for him. And Stan Van Gundy didn't have to lose his mind. Pelicans beat the Magic by 35, so they didn't blow a late lead last night. This is awful. Former Kentucky guard, and he was going into the draft, Terrence Clark, died following a car crash on Thursday. He was only 19 years old. That was awful. NFL draft is next week. It's going to take place in Cleveland. Dave Gettleman met the media yesterday, Giants GM, and for whatever reason, I guess because in all his years he's never traded down, he says too much is made from that, though. It's a little long, but he gives you context here.
Sometimes you have a trade, and the guy that the team is trading up for gets picked in front of you. We've had that happen to us. We got a trade, and the so-and-so selects. No trade, Dave. Goodbye. Yeah. Hang the phone up on
you.
Grandpa, tell me about the draft. I mean, this is what this is like.
Pretty much. And then he basically says this no trade down thing is a theory, is what he's saying.
Really, it's like it's almost becoming urban myth. I've tried. I really have.
But he hasn't. I mean, he's tried.
Well, yeah, but we wouldn't know whether he has or he hasn't. You have to believe what he's saying because it's never going to be reported if there was a trade to be had.
But there was someone, and I forgot the amount of rounds that he has drafted in as a GM. And he's like, oh, for whatever it is. So you can call it urban myth, but the facts are the facts. He hasn't done it.
Well, the interesting thing is there will be players at their spot at 11 that they could really use. They could use an offensive lineman. They could use a linebacker. And if they want to add a wide receiver, there'll be one of those three types of players sitting there if they want to draft that guy. Or they may want to draft, you know, trade out. And if they trade out, I think it's because – I don't think anybody really truly knows what any of these guys are going to turn into simply because of the pandemic and how many guys opted out of their seasons.
Sure. This has got to be the hardest evaluation draft you've seen in many years.
I think it is. I really do. And that's why maybe that's why all these quarterbacks are going to go.
Yeah. Early.
And the
most of those guys, except for Trey Lance, all played.
And the Megatron that is Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Montana put together.
It's going to the Jets.
Going to the Jets. So get excited, everybody. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Instead of boring you with just a highlight, I'll do that again next hour. I figured to look at the Ranger Flyer game from last night.
God.
We would do it in Boomer's words. Last hour, he said it is the end, so I put it together for you.
Provorov for Rister. Score! Oh. There's the deflection by Van Riemsdyk. His second of the game.
This is the end.
He scores.
Beautiful friend.
It went by Shesterkin.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
That's it.
Of elaborate plans, the end.
The Flyers.
Of everything that stands, the end.
Defeat the Rangers.
No safety or surprise, the end.
3-2.
Ah, the great Sam Rosen along with Jim Morrison in the Doors. 3-2, the final. Boomer's
Rangers as dead as Jim Morrison.
That's terrible. That's Why would soon? You say that?
Well, the end.
I don't know that it's too soon. He's been gone a long time.
Yeah, sorry.
But those were Boomer's words, not mine. The end.
It is the end.
The end. It is over. Yeah, the Rangers are 8 points out now, even though they had been playing well of late. The problem is Boston doesn't lose. They won again last night. So, yeah, Flyers.
Well, all the teams in front of them are getting points, especially when they're playing against the Rangers. So the Islanders took two from the other night. Philadelphia's behind them, but they took two from them again last night. So this has been an awful week.
The end.
God, Jesus.
I believe the Islanders are tied with Pittsburgh now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those four teams at the top of this division are all battling right now. They're all in a final 10-game sprint.
That is it. And the Islanders did pick up a point. The problem is the team they played, the Capitals, are ahead of them, and they got two in the shootout.
Kuznetsov has a chance to win it for Washington. He's 0-for-1 this season. Taking it wide right, left-handed shot. Kuznetsov scores! Kuznetsov stick side on Varlamov.
That is Brendan Burke on MSG. That was it for the night. It was a scoreless game. They went through overtime, which is amazing with the format. They go to the shootout, 1-0. The Capitals beat the Isles, and they move 1 point ahead of the Isles for first place. 26 saves. Ilya Samsonov, Semyon Varlamov, made 28 saves for the Islanders, but not good enough. And the Devils continue to sink like a stone. They lose their eighth straight, 5-1 to the Penguins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So we've been talking about Eddie's dog, Cooper, who was our therapy dog today. Did you see out in San Francisco the therapy bunny that was brought to the game?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so at the Giants game,
yes,
there was a therapy bunny that a couple brought to the ball game. Mm. And it is... Now, when you think bunny... What size do you think?
I think it's a large bunny.
So you do think large bunny,
yeah,
right away?
Yeah, and I think the one with the ears back, not the ones with the ears sticking up.
You know what's funny? Is that's the bunny that they had. Exactly. I did not think. I thought, so Fliegelman came to me this morning and he said, did you see the therapy bunny? And look, yeah, it's on the thing here.
Right.
So I said no, and he goes, it's gigantic. And it is. I mean, the thing is the size of a large cat or a small dog. And they got a foul ball as well, these people, last night. And you see the size of that thing?
Yeah, it's great.
But where does it stop?
I think you got to get one of those for Sabrina.
I don't need...
Let me see if I can find one. I'll send one over.
Yeah, right. But no, here's the thing. I don't need any more living things right now in the home that can't poop without my help.
Well, that thing can poop by itself.
But it needs to be cleaned.
And believe me, those things poop.
Yeah, I've decided I'm at my limit of things that poop and can't clean it up on their own.
Look how adorable that bunny is. Look at that. That's one of those love bunnies. I forget what they call them, but...
If you send a bunny to my house, it's immediately getting released into the neighborhood, and then someone else can pick it up. Just like the Adirondack chairs.
I think Sabrina needs a little bunny.
Oh, come on.
Or maybe a goat.
A goat?
Yeah, they make great pets, too. And then Gina can use the goat, and you can use the goat.
I can use the goat.
Goat yoga.
Can I milk this goat?
I don't think you can milk the goat. I'd probably send you a male,
Well, why? Why can't I get a female goat in which I can milk?
Oh, I'll get you milk. I'll get you a goat that you can milk to, okay?
Just one. I don't need both.
Right. By the way, let's go to Jennifer in Pennsylvania. Jennifer has an interesting take on what we were talking about earlier. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So great. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I hear you guys were looking to speak to female swingers.
Right? Yes.
Well, Boomer was really interested in getting a female swinger on the line.
It would be interesting to hear from the female perspective, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, I understand. What's going on, Jennifer? So I guess tell us about your experience.
Okay. Well, we call it the lifestyle. And I actually help to run a private members-only lifestyle club in Pennsylvania. And my boyfriend and his wife and her boyfriend and a whole group of us actually helped to run the club. So,
wow, that was a lot to handle. There, so wait,
so like you're like a thruple then?
We're sort of.
Okay.
So there's all different levels of being a swinger
of the lifestyle.
Yeah,
we like to call it the lifestyle.
Yeah. All right, so there's all different levels. So give me an idea. You seem to be at a very high level of swinging. You're running the website. You just named six people right off the top of your head that you're involved with. What is like the lower end swinging? Like someone, just a couple who just got into it, maybe?
There's like for us, for instance, my boyfriend and I are not very involved in it, but we have certain couples that we may play with once in a while. And then there are some couples that come to parties and they do that every party. So it just depends. And we have people that come to our club and just hang out and meet other people. So there's all different levels of it. It's whatever people are comfortable with. And it's a place that people can be comfortable, have fun, and just be themselves, So there's no – and there's rules, and people are really respectful. And, it's a good time if you do the right thing and you're honest with your partner. So that's the biggest part, is communication and being honest.
Yeah. So your boyfriend has a wife?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And do you two get along well?
Yes, we're friends.
You're friends. Okay. Are you also sexually active with that wife?
Not with her. No.
Okay.
No.
All right, and talk to me about the jealousy part of this. This doesn't seem to be a problem among swingers, but that's the first thing that pops into my mind when I think about these interactions.
Well, that does happen. People do get jealous, and that's where the communication comes in. For some people, there's something called compersion, where people are happy when they see their partner with someone else. And it makes them feel good to see their partner with someone else. And sometimes there's instances where people do get jealous. So that's part of it. But again, you have to communicate and you have to talk to one another and be honest, for sure.
Jennifer, does this all this start like by watching something called Temptation Island?
No, it's totally different. They keep those things separate.
Totally different.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
I don't know. You have a fascination with Temptation Island.
I know, but it's just totally different because they have the couples split up. Couples aren't a part of the thing. It's Swinging Island.
Right.
It's a totally different thing.
That's more of a, almost a cheating aspect of, do you want to cheat, kind of. And that's where swinging and the lifestyle is a good thing, because everybody knows what's going on. Like,
now, had you been married before, Jennifer?
I had, yes. I'm actually still married and in the process of getting out of it. I always tell everybody that we got into the lifestyle to try to save our marriage, and that's not something you should do.
Oh, okay. So, all right. And he wasn't as into it as you are, I would imagine.
We just weren't compatible, and that's, so things just happen.
All right, so that's interesting. So don't get into the swinging lifestyle to save your marriage. So how? Correct. What would be the correct way to get involved in the swinging lifestyle?
If you want to it's about enhancing your relationship. So it's supposed to make it better, not worse.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you really need to know your partner. You really need to communicate, and you really need to have trust and honesty in this whole thing. It seems like it's a very – there's a lot of depth to this, Jennifer. I mean, you really have to know yourself and your partner to make this thing work.
It's probably more popular than we think it is.
Oh, it is. There's podcasts out there. If you look up Swinger Lifestyle Podcast, there's vacations you can go on. There's a wonderful resort in Jamaica called Hedonism.
Hedonism.
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I think you have.
In Mexico called Desire. So there's plenty of them out there. There's resorts.
There's a place in Brooklyn here, Lake Jolie, I think, is actually
one. Yeah, you know, we also have a very famous podcaster here, Al Dukes. You know,
now
Al,
this should be a podcast, though, because it's a niche thing, a special interest situation. That should be a podcast.
Where would you find the podcast, like Jennifer? Like, what is one of the podcasts?
There's We Got a Thing or Room 77. Room 77 used to live at Desire Resort in Mexico. I believe the one gentleman that is on the podcast, he was an actor in a former life. And it's just fun, and you get to hear their stories and their experiences. And it's a great way to learn about it if you're interested in getting into it. Or find a local member club. They're all over the website. And
now, are you super passionate about this, like a vegan would be, you know, where you see someone, like a vegan sees somebody eating meat and they'll go over and be like, do you understand the cow lost its life and all that, blah, blah, blah. Like they'll go into it with it. Are you like that with monogamists where you're like, hey, you guys are doing it all wrong here. You got to try this whole thing out.
No. I mean, if somebody asks me about it, like I don't go out and like spread it out to the world that, hey, this is what I do. But if somebody asks me about it or wants to know more about it, then absolutely. I run something at the club where I help to, you know, welcome new people to the club. I always love to just talk to people about it and tell them about it because it is such a freeing experience. And sometimes you go to your job and you have to be one way, and you go to your home and you have to be another way. But here you can just be you.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about it.
All right. So let me ask you, let's say I know you're in this relationship now with a boyfriend who has a wife, but let's say you meet somebody you fall in love with, you are compatible with, you know, after your divorce and this person is not into swinging. Is that a deal breaker for you?
I guess it depends on the person and what you're looking for. So for me, you know, whatever my boyfriend and I, you know, want to do, that's, you know, between us and we make those decisions together. And, you know, it's about the person. So if you really want to be with that person, you know, you work together with them to figure things out. So.
You know, Jennifer, you seem like you have your pulse on this whole thing. A couple other questions that I have to, if somebody has two red Adirondack chairs out in front of their house, is that a signal to tell the people to come over and we're going to get it on?
No, but a pineapple might be.
See, okay. Yeah, so, you can keep the Adirondack chairs that I sent you. Just get rid of the pineapple. So you think a pineapple door knocker is something that would signify that you're a swinging household?
It could be. It could be. Yeah, absolutely.
Are there any other ones that we don't know about? Because those are the two we were told. Red Adirondack chairs out in the front lawn and pineapple door knockers.
The red Adirondack chairs are new for me. I've heard black rings are also, black rings are a sign.
Like if you wear a black ring.
Mm-hmm. Like if you wear a black ring on a certain finger, I can't remember
which finger,
the right hand or the left. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so if a couple's like on a vacation or something and you see them wearing black rings, then that's supposed to mean that too.
Interesting.
So that's what I've heard. Again, I listen to so many podcasts.
Yeah.
I just love information and love hearing people's stories.
Okay.
Would I be able to give a shout out to the club?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Well,
maybe you want to buy some airtime. Al will do the live reads.
If you get a call from Danny Chosenoff later today, just please take it.
Well, we run the Paradise Club in Pennsylvania. So if anybody's interested, we have a website.
How many members are in this club?
Quite a few over the years. The club's been around for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So, wow, Paradise Club.
Paradise Club. Mm-hmm. Is this Eastern or Western Pennsylvania?
Eastern Pennsylvania,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
So if you find the website, it's paradiseclub.net, and it's couples and single females only. Some clubs allow single males. We do not. So,
nobody wants a single male in there.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'll use that is funny, Jennifer.
Yeah,
damn single male screwing everything up.
Trying to burst in there, it would be nothing but single dudes roaming around there.
Good job, Jennifer.
Yeah, sometimes single males get a bad name, but I mean there are a lot of good guys out there, but it's just, you know, it's hard sometimes, and people feel more comfortable when it's just couples and single females. So
No, I totally listen. We get it. We totally understand it. All right, Jennifer, we appreciate your time, and thanks for being so open about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Jen. Hey, you know, here's the thing. I'm thinking that we just send over Billy Jack alone and see what happens.
He's a single male, though.
He's got that tattoo thing on his head and everything. It's awesome.
And I know it is awesome, but. Yeah, I the Paradise Club. We're gonna have to look that up in the break.
.net.
Oh, you already. .net. Yes. If you'd like to browse, my username is blinddoged6999.
Jesus.
Okay. Boomer and Geo on the Fan. CBS Sports Network and the Odyssey app, at least for the time being.
I'm just trying to think about how do you think Stephen Waldron channel and all this?
Oh, my God. He's wearing a diaper right now. He's updating his resume.
He said before, is this really happening?
Yes, it is, Stephen. Yes, it is.
It's interesting, you know?
Wait, I have a thing here. Yeah.
What, for the Paradise Club?
No. And he goes, it's just a Boomer. But I'm scrolling on the Paradise Club. I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.